This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. The British pound slipped just a bit against the dollar today on the possibility or the likelihood, the increased odds perhaps, that Brexit is going to happen without a deal. That's what incoming Prime Minister Boris Johnson has promised, if need be. Johnson was announced as the new head of the ruling Conservative Party this morning, facing an end of October Britain in or out of the EU deadline. We took a trip over to London at the last deadline, end of March, to see what Brits and British business people thought of the whole thing. Here's some of that tape.
So if I say Brexit to you...
You see my face has gone very rigid.
I guess like, we're done here. Interview is finished. I've gotten my answer.
It's something that's on my mind every day. It is quite a stressful situation. Plus, you know, I've been here 20 years. I kind of a little bit feel disowned from the country where I've spent most of my time working and building a business.
I do believe in world trade. I don't believe that we should be stuck with just the EU.
Five words or less. How do you feel about Brexit?
It's a pain in the ass.
Yeah, no, we'll give you six.
That was 4 months ago. A cabbie there through the speaker thing, if you couldn't figure that out, that last bit of tape. Today, Marketplace's Stephen Beard went to the English Midlands for an update on the politics of the British economy.
The boss of this small, successful engineering company in the English Midlands, Steve Hardiman, supports Brexit. He wants to be free of what he calls excessive EU regulation.
I feel very, very happy that Boris has won.
After 3 years of dithering by Theresa May, he says the new Prime Minister will deliver Brexit.
I think Boris has the chutzpah to do it, and it will happen. It will be done.
He thinks Johnson will break Britain's parliamentary deadlock by calling a snap election, which, with his charisma, he'll win. But I suggested to Hardiman, Johnson is not universally admired. In fact, some people have a rather low opinion of him.
The man becoming the Prime Minister of this country is this bumbling, jokey, chaotic figure, and untrustworthy too. People are saying that Britain's gone mad.
But he is a fighter, and he's got good people around him, and he will find a way through.
He'll eventually secure a good free trade agreement with the bloc, says Hardiman, because unlike Theresa May, he's prepared to leave without a deal.
You've got to be willing to walk away, and that's exactly what I think Boris is saying.
But Hardiman doesn't do a lot of business with the EU. Many companies that do are rather alarmed by the rise of Boris Johnson.
He's been making far too many noises about accepting a no-deal Brexit, which would be damaging for my business and for lots of others.
That's Darren Price. He and his wife run a small clothing company some 50 miles to the north of Hardiman's factory. They get some of their fabrics from continental Europe and export their finished products to the EU.
That, up to now, has been a simple process with no tariffs and no complication over customs. And, you know, we're very concerned as a small business about the implications of that situation changing.
And since the new Prime Minister once dismissed the concerns of business about Brexit with an expletive, Price just doesn't trust him.
Somebody who infamously said during the referendum debate, F business. I mean, that doesn't give us, as a business, much confidence in him, really.
But the owner of this small manufacturing firm in the centre of Birmingham, Jules Morgan, says Johnson has been misunderstood.
What he really meant was F big business. It was those businesses that were trying to derail the Brexit process.
So you don't feel he was insulting you personally as a small or medium-sized businessman?
No, because I think he understands small and medium-sized business.
Morgan makes pumps and other highly engineered equipment for boats. He says businesses like his, with an annual turnover of less than $6 million, are the real engines of British innovation, growth and prosperity. He says these companies will adapt swiftly to Brexit and benefit most from it. But that's not why he voted to leave the EU.
Brexit was more than just the trade.
Why did you support Brexit?
Democracy. It was about controlling our own laws. Democracy. Proper, direct democracy.
As Prime Minister, Johnson will encounter some daunting democratic obstacles. A parliamentary majority of 2, while up to 30 of his own lawmakers oppose him. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.